right. Well, I am Halcyon here with Grandpa Caleb. We're in my cocoon. We're in the physical cocoon in Southern California at Wesley Palms Retirement Community. And we're digitally online at GlobalNet Village. And you can also see our webcam right now on Yahoo if you want to send a note to Halcyon Stin. We can invite you to view our webcam so you can see us right now in briefly sunny San Diego. It's been raining for days and days and days. We were about ready to build an ark.
But everything is getting green. Of course, you would almost see California's going to slip into the Pacific Ocean. But it's beautiful today, and now it's settled back. And look how green my tree is now.
It's gorgeous.
That's a tree I hug.
I love it.
You feel related to it when you put your arms around it. You can almost hear it vibrating with life. And it's a lot older than I am.
Is it?
Yes.
Wow. Well, that's a feat. And what day is your birthday party is coming up? It's your sweet 16th?
April the 8th. I will be
93. Hard to believe.
Oh, I'm going to have a great birthday party and serve. I'm going to serve guava juice with champagne and fresh strawberries dipped down into chocolate, white chocolate and brown chocolate.
So we're going to do that today, or do we have to wait until your birthday?
April the 8th. Guava juice.
Oh.
I'm an addict of guava juice and champagne.
Well, as far as addictions go, I think guava juice is a pretty safe one.
Well, that's what I love it. I learned to like it in Hawaii.
So we want to welcome those of you that are listening via Live365 and those that are viewing via our webcam, our little personal broadcasting station to the world.
Wonderful. I notice that here is youth and age. And boy, how I'm squeezing life. And here you are just beginning, just getting into it. Young adult. How wonderful that we can communicate and touch, annihilate time and space and go around the world as my figure changes here, my face changes. Isn't that something?
What a
miracle.
You're actually being captured and your essence is being experienced regardless of physical space all over the world.
That's hard to grapple with a limited mind, isn't it?
And yet, something that we talked about at lunch today, we were talking about how you were asking about our fears about, you know, nuclear
annihilation. I was in Chernobyl the morning that I was in Chernobyl the day I was in Novgorod, and I was worried about it because we carried a card for a year showing that it had been a tragic accident.
So how close were you to Chernobyl when it?
About 300 miles. But the deer were killed, and then when I heard later that the milk in Oregon, Portland, Oregon, they tested it and there was an effect on it.
So I don't.
An atomic age, atomic disaster. When I was in my 40s, John, I had a letter from Einstein asking for money and telling about the fact that he had a clock set up 5 minutes to 12. Then it went back, got back 10 minutes to 12. Then back to 50 minutes. Now, of course, Einstein's dead, but the things have changed, and you wonder what the atomic clock sends. Because if we have an atomic bomb anywhere, it'll go downwind right around the Earth.
Now, I'm not sure if this is solid science or not, but so you were close to Chernobyl when they had, and you're about ready to celebrate your 93rd birthday.
Right.
So if I'm on a path to longevity, maybe I should try to detonate a nuclear explosion nearby, or is that maybe not a good idea?
No. If we have one, it's just, you can't put it into words.
Yeah, it's hard to fathom.
And if anybody starts exploding, we're in trouble.
Well, and we were talking about how at
only the ants and the little tiny animals will survive.
Yeah, well, we hope something.
It makes scary, doesn't it?
It's extremely scary. And we were talking about at lunch how that I remember growing up and believing that my life would end in an atomic war. That was just, that was,
yeah.
All of my old folders and books, I would scribble drawings of mushroom clouds.
Did you get under your desk too?
We did duck and covers at times.
Isn't that amazing?
And I, as we were talking about it, I was thinking that the Cold War then, we were dealing with a country that was, I mean, Russia
had them pointed toward us. You know, in Denver, I went into one of those shelters, Denver, Colorado, and a chaplain took me down through where the young men were on skates, and they went back and forth between these atomic bombs that were already programmed to go and to annihilate different cities in Russia.
Wow.
I'll never forget that. And I walked along as they were building this. It was an amazing experience. Now they've dismantled all of it.
But even what frightens me is that as different culturally as Russia and the U.S. are, they're practically next-door neighbors in terms of their beliefs and values compared to the differences between the U.S. and Korea and Iran.
So the
idea of we're now entering a new Cold War era with countries that we don't even scratch the surface of understanding.
We're so ignorant
terrifying.
Of the Muslim world. Really, every article I read convinces me that we have to start learning to understand that there's a lot of people with different values on this planet.
Exactly. And another thing that I was thinking about is that you were saying, I mean, is this part of the natural cycle? Are we always? It seems like through history, people are always saying, "Oh, we're doomed."
Yes, I think they do. This is different. I'm confident it is.
Yeah.
Because of what happened at that time, and I carried a card showing that I'd been exposed, and then we went ahead up to went to Moscow, and then we went to Stalingrad or Leningrad, and I carried the card, but it was an unusual experience.
Wow.
And now, of course, if people are buying this from Iran and other places where we're in, it's sort of, I guess the word scary is the best word to use.
Yeah, it's scary, and I feel a little, I don't know what reaction to have besides being frightened. Is there anything else I can do?
You vote, and you struggle, and we need to build mailing back and forth with this email stuff on the people in Korea and getting some contacts with them, telling them how we feel. I entertained from Korea. My wife and I belonged to a friendship force, and we had friends, but that was South Korea, though. But I know little about North Korea, except that I've had many men who returned from the military. We still have a big force. You know that this country now has forces, military forces in 26 countries on the earth?
Wow.
Our empire days are strange.
Yeah. What happened to all those other countries that did that and tried to have like the sun never sets on their empires?
England.
Are they still around?
England settled down.
Well.
This is our day.
Let's take a sidestep, and instead of feeling that fear, let's go and try to feel some of that love.
That's right.
And so let's take a second and slip into Hug Nation mode. And so as we look at the names who are viewing us in chat and in cam, and we say hello to you, we think about you, we think about your families, we think about the people down the hall here at Wesley Palms, we think about our families, wherever they are, near and far.
Let our minds touch them.
We take their essence, take our essence, and let go of the definitions of what makes us us and what makes them them. And let's just hold ourselves by the shoulders and give a squeeze. And let those arms squeeze not just you, but that one that we are a part of. Embrace the humanness. Embrace that. Feel love for that. Send out love to that. And feel those arms grabbing you as not your arms, but those receptive arms of that oneness that we all are.
my brother and my sister, wherever you are, touching, let your mind touch my mind as my mind seeks to touch yours. And we will live, have love, love in our hearts to make it a better world and a world of joy, strength, and love.
So just hold that for a few seconds and feel that connection. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for receiving and sending out your love, because as those cycles of uncertainty and fear and violence inevitably rumble on, the only thing I know for sure is that more love is better. Okay. So let's pray, let's send out as much love as we can.
Good.
And we will see you next week at Hug Nation.